This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia over the weekend experienced the most serious threat to the state in decades when the mercenary Wagner group mutinied and its leader threatened to storm Moscow and remove President Vladimir Putin from power. Jonathan Speer reports for VOA from the Moscow Bureau.
Wagner mercenary troops occupied the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don on Saturday for about 12 hours, encountering little resistance as they seized the local military headquarters. Now, after an agreement with the Kremlin, they will return to their bases in the territory that Russia occupies in Ukraine with promises of no retribution. The group's leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin, is going into exile in Belarus under the auspices of President Alexander Lukashenko, a Putin ally. For the VOA Moscow Bureau, Jonathan Speer, VOA News.
The U.S. State Department on Monday said the situation in Russia remains dynamic days after the aborted mutiny.
It is certainly a new thing to see President Putin's leadership directly challenged. It is a new thing to see Yevgeny Prigozhin directly questioning the rationale for this war and calling out that the war has been conducted essentially based on a lie.
Spokesperson Matthew Miller told reporters the State Department does not have any assessment about the whereabouts of the boss of Russia's Wagner mercenary group, Yevgeny Prigozhin. President Vladimir Putin's former chief strategist on Monday urged an end to mercenary groups in Russia after the mutiny by Yevgeny Prigozhin's Wagner militia, cautioning that they interfered with the chain of command. Find more on our website 24 hours a day, voanews.com.